The Crypt of San Saloni. It's just a bit scary, this place, isn't it? But in its day, it was very important. As I was saying upstairs, the Church of San Michele had a function associated with death, so it was almost essential for it to have a crypt containing the tomb of someone important or some relics of them. The first Christians had the custom of burying their dead next to the saints or their relics, because they believed these objects had a direct connection to God. So there was no better cemetery to be buried than one where there was already a saint nearby. This is the crypt of San Saloni, but it is not known for sure that this is the person who was buried here, because the tomb, which you can see on the ground to the right, was profaned a very long time ago. There is no memory of just who it was who was venerated here. It could have been one of the bishops of the See of Egara, but who knows? What I do know is that we are almost at the end of our visit. But before we conclude, we should visit the third church in the ensemble. So leave the crypt here and go into the church of San Pera to listen to track 13.